Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into another edition of the sports show. Once we get our stuff together, maybe we could take some calls, but get the board up.
I got Capo. Is 612 Capo?
If you would give it.
Good.
Capo.
Hey, Jamie, good to hear you. Good to hear your voice. Missed you last week, but it is what it is. You're a busy man. So how you doing, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Hopefully that doesn't happen again for a little bit.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I did my Google alert video live on the draft that night, so it was kind of boring, I think. You know, your Chubbles didn't trade up for Tarzan, and, you know, then that ground and pound accusing of racism, which really irritates me, which is nothing further from the truth, so that's too bad. But it is what it is. I don't know. We'll see how this draft plays out in 3 years, the food stealer and Tarzan. But, see, Jacksonville lost their first-round draft choice. You got Shady Brady.
Yeah, Jacksonville lost Fowler Jr.
I know.
He
Shady Brady.
First day of minicamp, he's not going to be on the field this year. He's done pretty good.
I know. Shady Brady.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Yep, Shady Brady, a liar, a coward, a cheater. Just, you know, it's too bad.
Yep.
I mean, the integrity of the game has got to be upheld. No one's above the shield. Nobody. So, I don't know. I get all that stuff, but if you have nothing to hide, show your emails. And my Cowboys got Collins, which is huge. So, I think we'll be fine. It's going to be interesting with them. My Blackhawks swept out the Wild. My wife's not happy, but it is what it is.
Yep.
You know, my Blackhawks move on.
To the East Final, so I'm sure you're happy about that.
Oh, yeah, we're happy. You're a Blackhawk. We're a house divided. Now my wife's in the bandwagon. So I know Zane B. out there, your comrade and board member of SPEC, is happy too as well. So I don't know. I want to see you play Montreal. Did the Rangers get kicked out last night or not? I didn't get a chance to look.
No, I did not look. I was looking for this morning. But once I get off with you, we are going to look what happened to the Rangers, okay? So
okay.
Keep
all
it
right. Well,
to me.
What did you think about your draft? It was okay, but, you know, it's going to be interesting with you Eagles. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. A lot of big stuff going on in the National Football League. The pumpkin ball is going on. The Bulls are doing well. And the King, I hope the King gets knocked out by the Bulls.
Yeah,
so, that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah,
so.
The Rangers did win, so... They are not quite dead yet.
All right. Well, tell your producer. He is the producer of the year. Every time I do my podcast award, he wins the producer. I hope you pay him well. Do you pay him well?
Well, we try to pay him more, but we just can't because sometimes he does a – but he'll get a little raise because of that producer of the year award. I think that's
all right. Well,
you give him
a good Christmas present and present when it comes. Make him something substantial. Make him a microphone or something.
All right. Thank you,
Jamie. All right, Jamie, be good. Say hello to your family for me. I'll see you later, Jamie. Bye.
All right, see ya. Austin Rivers is also my family team, so.
How's he even in the NBA?
Give me the phone.
I found the spot where her headset's going off right here. I saw it when you were on the phone. If I can get it open.
Can you get it open? Can you?
Man, this is brutal.
Maybe it's not meant to be open.
Here it comes.
You can let me talk on my show, please.
Wrong size. Here. Wrong size.
See, so now I can talk on my show. We will. My show. Whoa. Indeed. My producer of the year scurries off looking for another headphone jack. And we talked to Alan, he's on here.
Jamie, what's up, buddy? Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What sports you got lined up watching this weekend?
Well, there's a lot of NBA playoffs going on, baseball. So I think this is a big two, NBA playoffs and baseball.
What do you think of that Clipper series? I watched that game last night. I'm not a big Clipper fan, but they're playing really well. Austin Rivers, Doc's son, had a stretch there. I don't really like that guy, but I got to give him credit. He had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, he did, and I was happy back, and I'm a supporter of the Clippers and also a supporter of my fanboy team, which he was on. So that benefited me greatly. Whoa, Betty Cash.
So you think they're going to take that one? Jamie? Hello? Hello?
Experiment failed with the headphones on the phone. So there.
Oh, there you are. Great.
My producer likes to experiment with things they shouldn't. So he tried to put the headphones on the regular phone and it just didn't work. So we're not going to do that again.
We'll forgive him.
Yes.
So you think the Clips take that series?
What? What's
you think the Clips take that
series? I think they do. I think both 2D, it shows you last night with people like Austin Rivers having a big game that they have depth that they could take him far, and it all comes down to Chris Paul, I do believe.
How about switching over to the East? The Bulls pulled out a pretty lucky one last night, 2-1. Do you think the Cavs have a chance without Love, or do you think this is still their series?
I think the Cavs, the Bulls, I'm liking what I'm seeing with the Bulls, so I'm picking the Bulls to win the series in 7 games. I think they got too much firepower. I think the Cavs will relent.
Wow. All right, that's a bold prediction. I'd be disappointed.
Yeah,
but I'm,
that's what this show is about. More predictions, so there's one for you right there.
All right, give me another one here. Ryan Howard, 6 home runs. What are we going to see at the end of the year for his stat line?
I think you'll see about 245 and about 17 home runs.
17. I'm going to take the over on that one, Jim. I thought you were going to go bolder on me here. I'm buying Ryan Howard today.
Well, I'm glad for you. Call me in next week and see what you think. I'm sure we'll change.
All right, last one, Jamie. Tiger Woods, you know, made it to the weekend, but just saw he totally messed up a par 5. Do you think he's ever going to win another tournament again?
I think he'll win a tournament. I think tournaments like this are so key for him just to get rounds in, even if he does not contend for a championship, for a tournament win. Round is the biggest thing for him right now.
Well, I got one more. I went. Your dad will appreciate it. I had to be in London for work, so I went to see Chelsea play, and they clinched the Premier League last weekend. And you would think the place would go bonkers. You know, that's the equivalent of winning a championship over here. And it was the most polite celebration for a very, very important victory. It did not rival a U.S. style championship in any way, shape, or form. Fun game, but definitely a different culture.
Thank you for your thoughts, update. Chelsea, your BPO champions, and we appreciate you always. Thank you, buddy.
All right, see ya.
He says he's in London for work, and he sees Chelsea coming to the Premier League, and it does not rival American celebration because they're way too polite than we are. They're actually nice over there. Grand Design, go ahead.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm going to start you off with a Ryan Howard. Do you think Howard hits enough home runs by the break for somebody to actually want him?
Yes,
Forget about the end of the year. Do you think he'll hit 12 or 15 where somebody says, you know what, we'll take a flyer on that guy because maybe he still has some pop left?
I do believe.
Okay. And what do you think, how much longer do you think Cole's going to be with us after that great performance last night?
Yeah, that's a bit of a jam last night. But I say August 1st, he won't be with us.
By August 1st, trade deadline, end of July, is that what you're saying?
Let me jump it back. I would say by June 30th, he won't be with
us. Okay, now what happens, who wins the Cavaliers series? What'd you say on that one?
I say boof.
Oh, the Bulls will win. Okay, that'd be good. That'd make me happy. That's okay. I like LeBron out here. We had enough of LeBron for a while.
I know you like that.
All right. And then who's going to win the players? You have any? Give me a guess on that one.
I'm saying Fowler will win. He's a couple back right now, but I think it's finally his time to break through, and I think he'll contend at the three remaining matches of the year.
You know what the other players did this week? They voted him the most overrated player, Ricky Fowler.
And that's why I think they'll show him that he's not and win the players until contend at the U.S. Open in about 6 weeks, and he'll really show him that he's not.
All right. Well, as always, good job, and I'll talk to you later. Okay? See you
all
tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
No, he's on the red table. Let me go. He's on what they call the American roadway. Heading up to Reading Country Club.
Huh.
What?
Which team handed the 49ers the lone Super Bowl loss?
Ravens.
Wow.
What?
You're right.
Yeah.
The one just a couple years ago.
Yep. Horrible Super Bowl 47. Seems so long ago. It's on enough. And
the Battle of the Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Amazing. How does that happen?
How does that happen? Two people growing up at the same kitchen table end up playing against each other in the Super Bowl.
They probably talked about that too, I'm sure. Let alone beat the NFL at the same time in the Super Bowl. That's a little eerie.
Is it wrong to watch a video during the show?
Because we in my
car. Cavs apologize for the insensitive in-game video. I hope they play the video.
Do you know what the in-game video is?
It showed a man throwing a woman.
Yes.
You know about this?
Yeah. I can hear. Do a little bit of control plus action.
Where's your Home Depot ad for the day?
It was meant to be funny.
Ah.
Who are these two? Are they annoying that guy?
Maybe 3 or 4 years ago,
Mike Smith and Tramell Hill.
Yeah, they bother me.
They're dating. in like 20 years.
Question after seeing the reaction to this, and understanding the seriousness, and I don't want to diminish or belittle how people feel about this. I truly get it. But not joking about domestic violence is never okay. I don't know if I would completely put it in that category if it were not for this particular time.
All right, so take it off. Take it off. Thank you. Let's start looking some can then remember short tickets because we got into more. So I think we should show our listening audience about the camp.
I don't think we are going tomorrow, but let's just see.
No, we are. Because
and then?
Can we go throw another baseball tomorrow? Doubleheader.
Sure.
It's the last time you. Last two. I want tickets, not a schedule.
Schedule.
Not a schedule.
Oh, they didn't start yet.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't start playing yet. Oh, 15 years in Camden.
Yeah, they did.
They did not start playing yet. Oh, they have a revolution in the minors, just like us.
Yeah.
Put
that up. That's not even minors. That's independent league. That's
this
not,
isn't minors?
That's not even affiliated with anyone.
What are they?
No.
Skeeters, Revolution, Bluefish, Blue Crab, Ducks.
Did they start playing games?
Yeah.
On May 1st. Did they win?
They started May 1, I was the first. They didn't. They might have played in April.
No, they didn't.
April,
nothing.
They went 4-3 in April.
How about May? We're going tomorrow, because, please.
Tomorrow is what day?
May 10th.
1:35 game.
Yeah. Mom said we could go, and I think we should go, because he was acting like such an idiot with your behavior. Can we look at ticket prices? Can we? Let's look at the
show. Mother's Day tomorrow. I mean, really, we're leaving Mom on Mother's Day to go to...
She doesn't care. She said I could go.
She said I could go,
so we go. Could we at least look at the ticket prices?
I'm looking.
T-I-K-E-T-S. You know what I said? That's just... Hit buy tickets. See how much there. You know you're actually helping books get written, and like there's a whole science behind this that I learned about.
What? No, what?
Behind all these letters and numbers.
Yeah, so people can't.
But it's more than that. It's like pages of books. What are the tickets? Read it to our listening audience.
Well, there's every section available. Every single section. I mean, let's just...
Just take a minute. Just...
I should go look for a handicap. How do you do this?
They should have a little white, the little blue man.
See the little blue guy? I don't see the handicap. Why don't I see it? It should be very easy. It should not be very hard.
You know what they say? They say you can sit in a press box if you're handicapped.
Yeah, right. 209, let's just see. Oh, look, you can actually pick the ticket. $12. 209.
See? Let's go. It's a good...
Let's go. Look at all these empties. There's only 4, 6, about 16 people sitting in that.
What?
You see exactly who's sitting there.
No, you can't. We should do that. Let's see how many people go to the Camden Movie Shark.
Obviously, this is going to have to be a walk up and buy sort of scenario. Nothing's better. Get that up there, would you? Nothing's better than going to Temple when you, like, walk in and they have it, like...
They have it right center court.
The big, giant colored thing. So you want the blue, the green section,
what did we say?
remember. But it was so easy.
We set the baseline. Those were really good seats.
Yeah.
Can we get a couple more sample games next year? That's a lot.
Yeah.
And we got Villanova games tomorrow. Can we look at those schedule? Because it says that we don't, they don't have a game today, only Friday and Sunday, but I find it hard to believe.
We're supposed to be Villanova. We're supposed to be doing draft recap instead of looking for baseball.
The draft is boring. We drafted a receiver. Who cares?
I agree.
He'll be out of league in 4 years. Schedule. Yeah.
She can't wait to it.
That's Villanova prep. Well, official. Go to that.
Lost, canceled. Win, lost,
no.
Lost, win.
It shows you what the record is. Go to the shot.
Yeah, we 20-24, that's a lot of baseball games.
44.
Conference 6-7, home 11-9. They've gotten a little better. Look at this. Cancel. Postponed, cancel. This has been some. Get that up. You can't hold it.
I want to show tomorrow.
All right, here we go. We're running out of games here.
Yeah, those are the final 300.
May 9th. That's what? Today.
Yeah.
Plymouth meeting. They have 12:30 and 3:30. Doubleheader today.
Yeah. That's the last and final game.
Then they got. You're right. There's nothing tomorrow.
Can we do it at 12:30?
I don't think so because we have a game.
Cause
I can't tell them to go to the field and then I go to watch Villanova.
But I really want to go.
Is Amanda working today?
No. He'll be up there all day.
He'll be where? At home?
No. He's in ready.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's look at this. Atlantic 10 baseball team. Hello? Yeah, more. What are you doing?
I didn't click it. I hate when it does that.
I don't know if we're on the air or not.
Atlantic 10 Conference?
Yeah. I'm going to go to their baseball tournament.
You're on the air. Alright, I'm looking.
It's May 23rd through the 25th. Make it swift. Let's look at their baseball tournament. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm looking. March.
April.
May. Did you say 10 seconds? Did you say goodbye?
No, because we're staying on the air.
Oh.
Bye.
Damn, it's all down there. You forget. You're not good at holding it up there.
Just look at the A10 baseball tournament tickets. Look at it. Could we go to St. Joe's, St. Louis, May 15th? Could we look at St. Joe's schedule?
Stop skipping me around.
Call the show off. Just end the episode of the show.
May 20th, 23rd.
End the show.
This is a horrible show.